Good morning, buongiorno, benvenuti a Give 'em the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull, questo è un'ora di musica italiana, mezz'ora di musica di altri posti. Sempre musica folk di tutti i generi, buona musica comunque, non importa da dove viene. Allora, stamattina purtroppo la mia voce è un po' difficile sentire, comunque un po' di raffreddore. Niente, allora, martedì mattina, appena tornata dal Mission Folk Music Festival, dove ho suonato col mio gruppo, ed è stato un fine settimana fantastico, e spero che anche voi vi siete divertiti questo fine settimana. Welcome everyone, I hope you had a good weekend. I definitely did, out at the Mission Folk Music Festival, and it was just wonderful. It's interesting to have some rain back again. We've had quite a dry patch there. But lots of good music happened this weekend, none in the Italian vein, unfortunately. However, lots of good music from Canada and other parts of the world, and I can tell you more about that another time, I guess. Well, as usual here on Give 'em the Boot, starting off with some Italian music, I have brand new albums from, well, they're brand new for me, Milagro Acustico, a wonderful group from Italy, who are doing a very sort of sensual Southern Italian sound. Very, very interesting, actually. There's a mix of music in there, and it's based on Southern Italian themes, but there's a lot more in there than that. And in fact, they have guest musicians from all around the world, including the Middle East, Egypt, Bangladesh, Colombia, the Philippines, you name it. There's a whole lot of different stuff. So I'll be featuring quite a few tracks from that album, Historie o Caffè di Lu Forestiero, which is a wonderful, wonderful title. And also an album which was new to me too. It's an older Riccardo Tesi album called Acqua, Fuoco e Vento, new traditional music from Tuscany, and features Maurizio Geri, and then also a real cast of wonderful musicians, Nando Citarella, Mauro Parmas, Davis Longo, Anna Granata, Claudio Carboni, who was actually the co-musician, let's say, main musician on the last album of Riccardo, well, the last album, but a few albums ago, Crinali, wonderful album I featured here, Riccardo Tesi and Claudio Carboni. Also featured on this album are Damiano Puliti, Daniele Mencarelli e Valerio Perla. Don't want to miss anyone out there. And this is really a focus on the three elements of water, wind, and fire. Three things that fill with fear, apparently, in a well-known saying used in the Pistoian mountain area, which underlines how closely tied were nature and daily life once upon a time. And in fact, Riccardo Tesi is from Pistoia, from that area. And this music features, as many of his albums have, there's sort of like a story theme with the music, almost acting like the soundtrack, I guess, to a story. And this is no exception. I'm going to start off here playing La Ballata del Carbonaro, traditional tune arranged by Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri. And it basically, the theme is that the woodsmen of the Pistoian mountain area, experts in the different types of woods and times for cutting the wood, etc., were also skilled coalmen, able to construct charcoal kilns that produce coal of exceptional quality. And from the late 18th century on, the great seasonal migration started, which continued until the mid-40s, to Maremma in Tuscany, and then to Corsica and Sardinia. Often the head of the house would be accompanied by his sons, who were older than 11, and hired by a capomacchia after the initial cutting phase, a charcoal kiln was built to fire the wood, which had to be checked continuously, hoping the wind wouldn't blow up. Meaning the wind wouldn't get, the translation's a bit odd, hoping that the wind wouldn't, you know, get too much. It was hard, hard, grueling work, exposed to the elements and the isolation of the woods. The coalmen lived for months in windowless log huts covered in grass. They slept in their work clothes on the ground on bags of leaves exposed to ants, fleas, and rats. Malaria was rife, and their frugal diet was based on polenta and cheese. At the end of the season, they were often swindled and exploited by arrogant, unscrupulous owners who cheated on the weight of the coal, taking advantage of the lack of union organization. Come May, they would go home exhausted with little money to show for their labors and often feverish with malaria. Not sounding very nice, La Ballata del Carbonaro. So let's have a listen to that. This is Riccardo Tesi and friends.
questa tremenda vita tribolata di chi alla macchia va per lavorare. Vita tremenda, triste e strapazzata, non si può credere quanto immaginare. Parte da casa a poco lieto il cuore, si riunisce insieme ai suoi compagni, lascia la moglie sola nel dolore e i figli scalzi e nudi come ragni. Dicendole se giova il mio sudore, speranzano di fare buon guadagni. Soccorso vi darò, poi lo vedrete, comprerete il vestire e mangerete. In Corsica, in Sardegna e fino a Rieti, star 7 mesi e non mi spoglio mai, ma in cerca di fortuna s'andrebbe anche nel grigio della luna. Si incontra una foresta folta e bruna, si fabbrica una cella per dimora, si fabbrica di legno, terra e sassi, sembra proprio il ricovero dei tassi. 7 mesi bisogna coricarsi, nutrendosi del cibo più meschino, polenta e cacio si diventa grassi, per risparmiare se ne mangia pochino. In Corsica, in Sardegna, fino a Rieti, star 7 mesi e non mi spoglio mai, cerca di fortuna s'andrebbe anche nel grigio della luna. Ora c'è l'ingiustizia e l'angheria, il capo macchia, il prezzo viene a fare, e frattare rincari e fra ribelli, credete a Dio ce ne rimangia mezzi. Per San Giovanni si fece fagotto, mezzi ammalati di febbre quartana, ritorno a casa stracanato e scotto, senza un quattrino e con la febbre addosso. In Corsica, in Sardegna e fino a Rieti, star 7 mesi e non mi spoglio mai, ma in cerca di fortuna s'andrebbe anche nel grigio. Thank you.
Thank you. Non siamo comici noi, non siamo dottori, né filosofi e nemmeno letterati, ma su questa Appennin si fa i pastori, andar per boschi, per valli e per i prati. E quelli che poi fan gli agricoltori, che con vanghe, con saffe e con gli aratri, le sfere del sol da mane a sera, alle intemperie a coltivare la terra.
A messa casa, oi lì, oi là. A casa nuova, oi lì, oi là. C'è una gallina, oi lì, oi là. Che fa le uova, oi lì, oi là. E non le cova, oi lì, oi là.
Wow, Riccardo Tesi e il suo gruppo di musicisti dal disco Acqua, Fuoco e Vento, musica nuova, tradizionale dalla Toscana. E abbiamo sentito, sono quattro pezzi che fanno parte di un brano intero, pastorale, che è praticamente un insieme di musica dedicata alle canzoni delle persone che vivevano e lavoravano con in montagna nella regione del vicino alla Pistoia. Comunque erano introduzione, Enima vieni, oi lì oi là e Pan di legno. E allora Riccardo Tesi, grande musicista, uno dei miei preferiti, devo dire. E poi anche un altro musicista che fa parte di questo disco, Claudio Carboni, lui che suona il sassofono. E dal suo ultimo disco ho fatto sentire Palaco con il suo Busy Quartet, un bellissimo pezzo, Palaco, molto atmosferico. E poi per iniziare lì, Riccardo Tesi, Acqua, Fuoco e Vento ancora, con una bellissima canzone, La Ballata del Carbonaro. E quindi mi fa ricordare, questo disco qui è praticamente una storia, che racconta una storia della gente della Toscana, ma soprattutto delle montagne della regione intorno a Pistoia, che è il posto di nascita di Riccardo Tesi. E questo mi fa ricordare anche, perché lui parla di lavoro, dei problemi della situazione delle donne, di tutto, mi fa ricordare anche i Fiamma Fumana, che sono un gruppo che vengono dall'Emilia Romagna, ormai, cioè, sono conosciuti a Vancouver, però loro sono molto diversi, ovviamente, che fanno una musica molto diversa, però anche loro parlano di molti temi simili. Infatti loro verranno a Vancouver, torneranno, perché sono già venuti qua parecchie volte, ma ho capito che il 1° ottobre vengono con il coro delle Mondine di Novi, che è una cosa molto rara, e vengono a fare un concerto all'Italian Cultural Center di madre in figlia, from mother to daughter. Quindi in Fiamma Fumana con il coro delle Mondine di Novi, e fanno un concerto mercoledì sera, il 1° ottobre, alle 7:30 all'Italian Cultural Center. Sorry about that. A little bit of a cold have come on here, but you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is, it's about 8:30 now. We've just had half an hour of lovely music, mostly Riccardo Tesi to start off with this morning. Beautiful album, Acqua, Fuoco e Vento, Water, Fire and Wind. Just letting you know that Fiamma Fumana will be in town on the 1st of October with this wonderful choir of rice weeders, the Women's Rice Weeding Choir, the Mondine di Novi Choir, who Fiamma Fumana have collaborated with previously. And Caravan World Rhythms are bringing them to the Italian Cultural Centre on Wednesday, October 1st at 7:30. Please do check it out. You can either go to the Italian Cultural Centre's website or Caravan World Rhythms. And it's going to be a wonderful night. You can get tickets online at Caravan World Rhythms. The Fiamma Fumana are this wonderful fusion group featuring a very well-known folk musician from Italy, Alberto Cotica, who was with a group for many years called the Modena City Ramblers, and also featuring the pipe, whistle and bass playing wonderful lady Jessica Lombardi, also featuring a new vocalist, Roberta, who previously they had wonderful woman Silvia Orlandi, who was known as Fiamma. And then she left the group and Lisa Kant took over. And in the last album, that's whose voice you'll hear. But when you hear them live, you'll hear their new singer, Roberta. And also Medin Paulos is the female DJ who mixes in the cool sounds with sort of like the electronica, hip-hoppy dance sounds that go along with their music. So I just got a new album here at CITR. It's a Putumayo CD called Euro Groove, and they feature Fiamma Fumana, of all things, so I thought I'd play a track from that. It's a track called Check In, which they were inspired to write after spending so much time on the road, and it's particularly frustrating spending more time in airports and hotels than exploring the countries they visit on their travels. So this one is called Check In. It's Fiamma Fumana.
Partire, trovarmi in tasca un biglietto, una prenotazione, cambiare messaggio nella segreteria, mettere quattro cose in una valigia. Compro cartoline ma non le spedisco quasi mai, le scrivo e le riscrivo e butto via. Poi vado a fare il check-in, adoro partire, amo le hostess, amo il duty free. Check-in, mi piace guardare la mia borsa all'aeroporto a raggi X. Voglio fare un po' la misteriosa nella parte della straniera, navigare i sette mari su una nave da crociera. Un certo mi inviteranno a cena al tavolo del capitano e passerò le sere ballando il valzer. Un, due, tre. All'avventura, fare shopping in lingue straniere. Voglio musica colorata come il cocktail nel mio bicchiere. Voglio vivere la storia d'amore perfetta, dolce, romantica, appassionata, esotica. Cercarsi, trovarsi, naturalmente amarsi e poi lasciarsi. E andare a fare il check-in, adoro partire, amo le hostess, amo il duty free. Check-in, mi piace guardare la mia borsa all'aeroporto a raggi X. Contatto, scrivo a tutti da un internet caffè, check in, sarà bello tornare ma intanto si decolla.
tal torna di
Clodet e tal torna di
Clodet e tal torna di
Clodet e tal torna di
c'ha pasporta e va con tuo mari
Clodet e tal torna di
c'ha pasporta e va con tuo mari.
Thank you. They're waiting for a miracle, and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll-free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
All right, back here at Give 'em the Boot. It's 9:15. I am got another quarter of an hour or so of Italian music for you. We heard another wonderful track from that album of Riccardo Tesi's Pan Pentito. And this one is a song about the women's lot, the harsh contrast between a young girl's dreams and the bleak reality of married life. And it was taken from Dodi Moscati's repertoire and dedicated to his memory. The song was performed as part of the Transitalia show during the 1997 Vercelli Focomessa Festival. That was an arrangement by Riccardo Tesi and Maurizio Geri. And lovely vocals there by Anna Granata. Wonderful album, that. I love that one. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice a little. And Fiamma Fumana, before that, a couple of tracks, Check In from the brand new Putumayo album, Eurogroove, and then A Voi Tormari from their album Home. It's a wonderful track. And again, they have lots of similar themes about, well, there are some themes about women. The one A Voi Tormari is about, you know, how you should, a father telling his daughter she should go back to her husband even though she doesn't like him. Anyway, just a reminder there, the Italian Cultural Centre will be hosting a concert on October 1st with Fiamma Fumana and the Coro delle Mondine di Novi. And the Italian Cultural Institute is also doing a bunch of things this summer. Actually, the next things happening will be in August, August 6th, Wednesday, August 6th, next week. The Baroque Journey of Zippoli. Domenico Zippoli is a musician who, in the classical world, is quite respected, a composer also in Rome. And he decided, excuse me, was an older, this is a, we're talking historically. Domenico Zippoli was 28 when he decided in 1716 to enter the Jesuit priesthood. And that took him to the New World, to Cordoba, which is now in Argentina, and the music that he created there was very interesting. And there's this group of Italian ensemble called Il Ricercar Continuo, the continual research, or researchers, I guess, continually looking, something like that, who dedicated to the study and rediscovery of Baroque music for basso continuo and combinations. So they're going to be playing at Pada Festival Vancouver. Be lovely to see them Wednesday, August 6th at the Christchurch Cathedral, which is a fantastic venue, part of the Festival Vancouver concert series, Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m., August 6th. Check out the Italian Cultural Institute, or you can get tickets through Ticketmaster, actually, too. That's called The Baroque Journey of Zippoli. And then at the Italian Cultural Institute itself, they'll be doing some more of their movies, the cinema series. And this is going to be a commemoration of the centennial of Anna Magnani's birth. She's one of the most phenomenal Italian actresses. She was. The Istituto presents a series of four films representing some of her greatest acting achievements. The first of them will be a masterpiece of the neorealist cinema called Open City. That'll be on Thursday, August 7th. It's Roma Città Aperta, very famous piece of cinema neorealista. And it was filmed under the difficult circumstances in 1944 of Nazi-occupied Rome. Landmark in Italian neorealist cinema, of cinema, in fact, of all cinema. And it also was nominated for an Oscar for the screenplay, which was written by Roberto Rossellini, Sergio Amedei, and Federico Fellini. It was done in 1945, featuring Anna Magnani, fantastic actress. So there'll be a bunch of cinema happening at the Italian Cultural Institute every Thursday night. They're all free, by the way, which is amazing. And they're at 6 o'clock at the Italian Cultural Institute, which is 510 West Hastings Street. Free admission, no pre-registration required. Just make sure you're there on time. So, yeah, lots of good stuff. Check out their website, iicvancouver.esteri, esteri.it. Allora, state ascoltando Given the Boot, sono Linda Bull. Questa è un'ora di musica italiana più mezz'ora di altra musica. Sono le 9:10, quindi ho un po' di musica da ancora da programmare. E, ho deciso invece di cambiare un po'. Andiamo con un po' di musica da Gian Maria Testa, che è comunque Gian Maria Testa, poco conosciuto forse fuori dall'Italia, ma ha una voce favolosa. E, è stato chiamato Leonard Cohen italiano, comunque non so se questo è proprio vero. Comunque è un cantante e cantautore italiano. Il suo lavoro, comunque, lavora ancora, almeno lavorava ancora, come direttore di una stazione ferroviaria vicino al suo villaggio di Cuneo, nella regione settentrionale del Piemonte. E comunque ha fatto quattro dischi, almeno 4-5 dischi. Questo è un pezzo, Le traiettorie delle mongolfiere, which in Italian is meaning The Trajectory of Hot Air Balloons. This is a song by Gian Maria Testa, the Leonard Cohen of Italy, comparing the flight of hot air balloons to human relationships. Once they're in flight, they look like colorful, motionless, full moons in the sky, yet it is impossible to track exactly where they started and where they are going to end up.
Lasciano tracce impercettibili le traiettorie delle mongolfiere, dell'uomo che sorveglia il cielo, non scioglie la matassa del volo e non distingue più l'inizio di quando sono partite sopra gli ormeggi e la zavorra. Sono partite, tolti gli ormeggi e la zavorra, sono partite. Guardarle sono quasi immobili, lune piene contro il cielo chiaro, e l'uomo che le sorveglia adesso non è più sicuro se veramente sono mai partite, oppure sono sempre state lì, senza legami colorate e immobili così, senza legami colorate e immobili così. Del loro volo dentro le nuvole del pomeriggio, nei pomeriggi delle città, ma chissà dove è incominciato tutto, chissà, e chissà dove è incominciato tutto, chissà. Anche noi con le mani puntate al cielo abbiamo cercato e perso le tracce del loro volo, anche noi nelle nuvole del pomeriggio, pomeriggi delle città, ma chissà dove è cominciato tutto, chissà. Lasciano tracce impercettibili le traiettorie delle mongolfiere, e l'uomo che sorveglia il cielo non scioglie la matassa del volo e non distingue più l'inizio di quando sono partite sopra gli ormeggi e la zavorra. sono partite sopra gli indugi e la zavorra sono partite.
Questo momento, o cielo si è scurato e cade a pezzi, mi paro come uccini ricavo la via.
Stop. Magandang hapon po sa inyo. Ako po si Primitiva Garcia. Nagtatrabaho po ako dito sa ibang bansa. Wala po ako sa Pilipinas. Ako po matagal na nagtatrabaho dito. Hindi ko po maisipan ang umuwi sa amin dahil sa kaliitan lang po ng aking nagiging sweldo. Ibig ko pong makita ang aking dalawang anak at ang aking asawa, aking ama. Kaya sa hanggang dito po ako lubos ang namamanglaw.
Pride parties full of boring spray tan clones with tribal tattoos and 10-minute Christina Aguilera remixes? Well, get ready to have a good time with CITR and all our gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, trans, two-spirited, and just plain fabulous friends at the brand new Majestic. We're taking over Bullshit Tuesdays on July 29th to celebrate Pride in the heart of Davie Village with cheap drinks, fantastic performances, and killer new wave, indie rock and electro from DJs Michael Venus, Maxwell Maxwell, and Vancouver's 38th Empress, Robin Graves. Best of all, it's only a $2 suggested donation to get in. Tuesday, July 29th at the Majestic, 1138 Davie Street, right next to Pre-App and across from Shoppers. 10 p.m., 19+, no one will be turned away for lack of fun. For more info, search CITR Pride on Facebook.
That's right, it's the CITR Pride Party happening soon. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm Linda Bull. This is Give 'Em the Boot. It's from 8 till 9.30 every Tuesday morning. And if you haven't listened in before, the first hour of Give 'Em the Boot features Italian folk music from around the country, the country of Italy, that is, and a very wide selection of stuff featuring everything from, field recordings, Sardinian polyphonic vocal music to, on the verge of, I guess, pop and sort of hip-hoppy stuff like we heard with Fiamma Fumana today, although they are very traditionally based as well. So, a big mix of stuff, vocal music, instrumental music, you name it. And if you ever want to find out what I've been playing, you can go to the podcast of the show, which is on CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Click on the link to Give 'Em the Boot. You'll see podcast links, and then you'll see the names of the shows. Click on that, and up will come a little pop-up window with a bunch of different shows to choose from. Usually, it's got the last few months of shows, actually. And if I haven't been remiss, I will have put them all up there, and if you click on the link, you'll be able to hear it, or you could download it, you can listen to it in iTunes, you can do whatever you like with it. And of course, I do put the playlist up there as well. And if you ever just want to find out something, feel free to email me. The email address for the show is givetheboot@gmail.com. givetheboot@gmail.com. And that's also the address for my MySpace page. So it's myspace.com/givetheboot. And on the MySpace page, I do have links to a lot of the musicians I feature on the show. So if you like their music, you might want to check out my MySpace page, and then you can, click on the link to the musician you like and go and listen to some more of their stuff. And, do support their music if you can. I know a lot of the Italian stuff is hard to find in Canada, but you can probably find it online, or you can contact the artists themselves and they'll be able to put you in touch with someone who can sell it to you, I'm sure. So we just finished off the Italian hour there with an album called The Stories of the Stranger's Coffee, and it's a musical journey to a fictional cafe on a small Sicilian island where foreigners, immigrants, pilgrims, and others come to sit, eat, drink, perhaps play music, perhaps listen to music. And it's all about the stories told within. And I played a track called L'Uomo Brucia, which translates from the Sicilian to The World is Burning. And the story is his little island, his rituals seen from another world. Guest pianist on that track was Andrea Alberti, and vocals from the Philippines' Primitivo Garcia. wonderful sounds from this group called Milagro Acústico. They are a very interesting mix of people. All music and lyrics are written by Bob Salmieri. He seems to be the ringleader of this group. Check him out, Milagro Acústico. Excuse me. All right, now I've got some new music very excited about. A few weeks ago at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, I was lucky enough to run into Aidan O'Rourke from the group Lau, L-A-U. You may have caught them there. They were an unbelievably energetic, amazing trio. I guess you'd say that they are sort of, if you were to not really know what their music was like, you might say, well, it's just, you know, Celtic trio. But it's a lot more than that. They are really rocking, very interesting what they do with traditional music. Excuse me. I'll stop talking now and I'll play some music. Aidan O'Rourke has a new album of his own, Sirius, and here is track one, Fallen Find, Outbound.
Thank you.
Beautiful tune there by Aidan O'Rourke from his album Sirius, which is a wonderful first album for him. He's the fiddle player with Lowell, great Scots-English group, who were playing at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival a couple of weekends ago. That track, Alf, written for a very special friend of his, singer Alf McCormick from the Isle of Lewis. And started off that set with another track from this album called De Fallon Fine or Outbound. Eight Scottish bands travelled together to the Fallon Folk Festival in Sweden in 2001. You can imagine what happened. A great festival spent with many good friends. So it's a wonderful album featuring lots of great musicians on it as well. Not just Aidan, but Harald Haugard from Denmark, Charlie McCarran, Gordon Gunn, Luke Daniels, Brian Finnegan, Phil Bancroft, Fraser Fifield, Colin Steele, Mark Clement, Foss Patterson, Ewan Vernal, and Matty Fields. All sorts of great musicians happening on there. So check that out. That's on Compass Records. Aidan O'Rourke, Sirius. And not Sirius, but Sirius. S-I-R-I-U-S. Maybe it's meant to be a play on words too. Not quite sure. He's got a bit of a sense of humour, Aidan, so it quite could be. And also another Scottish group. Brobach, I believe, is how you pronounce it. The Big Spree, also out on Compass Records. First album from this young group from Scotland. And I played a set of tunes, George White's favourite, The Greenfields of Glentown and Hull's Reel, a sort of a Cape Bretonish feel to that set of tunes. I'm now going to feature a song from the same album called Lochaber No More, lyrics by Alan Ramsey. And they say the original melody to the song was titled King James March to Ireland, or Limerick's Lament from the 17th century. The poet Alan Ramsey set the words in 1724. You're listening to Give 'em the Boot. It's 9:18 on Tuesday morning here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Farewell to Lochaber, farewell to my Jean. We're heartsome with her, I have many days been. For Lochaber no more, Lochaber no more. We'll maybe return to Lochaber no more. These tears that
Jamais plus vous n'aurez à faire la paix quand vous ne ferez plus la guerre, jamais plus vous n'aurez à vous parler, quand tout sera mis au clair, jamais plus vous n'aurez à faire semblant, quand vous serez transparent, jamais plus vous n'aurez à vous trahir, quand vous serez solidaire. En attendant la venue d'un nouveau Messie sur Terre ou d'une machine à faire tourner le vent, j'invite cordialement les foies et les cœurs à rester des viscères et tout le monde à finir la nuit vivant. Jamais plus vous n'aurez à croire les faits quand il n'y aura plus d'histoire, et jamais plus vous ne pourrez vous cacher quand on fera la lumière, jamais plus vous n'aurez à faire d'efforts lorsque vous serez mort, jamais plus vous ne pourrez vous évader quand vous serez libre et fier. En attendant la venue d'un nouveau Messie sur Terre ou d'une machine à faire tourner le vent, j'invite cordialement les foies et les cœurs à rester des viscères et tout le monde à finir la nuit vivant. Celui d'édifier quelque chose, envie qu'on se bouge, envie qu'on ose détourner le cours du destin, tenter de freiner le déclin, envie de croire en ce qu'on est, de ne plus jamais dire jamais, ne rien attendre d'aucun dieu, de quelconque manière, et s'arranger pour faire tourner le vent. Quand vous irez debout, la foi en vous et le cœur grand ouvert, alors j'irai vous rejoindre en courant. Ensemble, on finira la nuit vivante.